This is Mark Steiner, and you're listening to an archived edition of The Mark Steiner Show on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We are not accepting calls this hour, but please send your feedback to steinershow@gmail.com. Now back to our segment. This day in history, November the 8th. In 1892, the New Orleans general strike begins. It wasn't just any old general strike. This is 1892, and thousands of workers went on strike. The most important part of this strike was it lasted and lasted and lasted and was led by three major unions, three interracial unions, the Teamsters, the Scalesmen, and the Packers. They were called the Triple Alliance, and they struck to win a 10-hour workday, overtime pay, and preferential union shops around the city. So the city and all its city fathers, the Democrats, tried to break that strike and divide it over race, but it didn't work. The strike got bigger. It involved other unions that were mostly white. They stood together numerous times to try to break this strike over the racial divide, and they could not do it. The strike was so significant that it won. They called out the militia. That didn't stop them. The militia was turned back because everything was so peaceful. Not a shot was fired by the strikers. They just stopped the city. They shut it down. Everything. The federal government tried to stop them again by putting in the Sherman Antitrust Act. That didn't work. So these unions actually won. An interracial unity that won one of the major strikes in the 19th century in 1892 on this day out of New Orleans. On this day in 1898 was the Wilmington Insurrection. This is a day when an interracial group, mayor and city council, were elected with a white mayor and an interracial city council. It was attacked by the Democratic Party's white supremacists. They didn't want that to happen. They moved in with weapons. They went after the black community. 2,000 African-Americans fled the city. They're turning the city from a black to a majority white city. This was going on all across America then, Rosewood and Tulsa, cities I can go on and on and name. But this was a city that was the middle of the Reconstruction power, people who had maintained power to change the South and built this interracial coalition. They brought in militias and armed men, Ku Klux Klan, the Red Church, to destroy this interracial movement that ran Wilmington, North Carolina, a very famous insurrection on this day in 1898. This is the day in 1917 that the political commissars gave authority to Vladimir Lenin, Leon Trotsky, and Joseph Stalin to run the revolution that overthrown the Tsar. In 1923, on this day, was the Beer Hall Putsch. This was the day that Adolf Hitler led Nazis to overthrow the government. It didn't work on that particular day. This is the day in 1933, the Great Depression. The New Deal was announced by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The Civil Works Commission, an organization to create jobs for the more than 4 million unemployed at that moment in our country. We could use that right now. This was the day in 1936, the Spanish Civil War, the fascist Franco troops tried to take over Madrid. They failed. That led to a 3-year siege of that city and the Spanish Civil War. And this day in 1937, the Nazis put up this exhibit called The Eternal Jew, a racist exhibit that opened in Munich that began the onslaught against the Jews. This is the day in 1938, the first black woman legislator, Crystal Byrd Fawcett of Philadelphia, was elected to the Pennsylvania legislature in 1938. And in 1939, they almost killed Adolf Hitler on the day they were celebrating the putsch, but it didn't work, unfortunately. This was the day the Italian invasion of Greece failed in 1940, when the outnumbered Greeks repulsed the entire Italian army. This is the day in 1960 that John F. Kennedy defeated Richard Nixon in one of the closest presidential elections in the 20th century to become the 39th president of the United States. And on this day in 1960, Otis Smith was elected Auditor General of Michigan. Significant why? Because he became the first black person chosen in a statewide election since Reconstruction. And on this day in 1965, the Murder Act was passed in Great Britain, which meant they abolished the death penalty in the United Kingdom. 1965. We're still trying here. This day in 1965, the 173rd Airborne was ambushed by 1,200 Viet Cong or National Liberation Front troops in Operation Hump, the same day that the Royal Australian Regiment was fighting one of the biggest engagements of the war between them and the National Liberation Front called the Battle of Gang Toa. So many in America were told the U.S. was winning the war when it wasn't. This is a day in 1966. Former Massachusetts Attorney General Edward Brooke becomes the first African-American elected to the United States Senate since Reconstruction. And on this day in 1966, Lyndon Johnson signed into law an antitrust exemption, allowing the National Football League to merge with the American Football League. And on this day in 1966, John Johnson, John H. Johnson, of course, publisher of Ebony and Jet magazines, wins the Spingarn Medal for his productive imagination in the perilous field of publishing, as it was written, and for his contribution to the enhancement of the Negro self-image through its publications. On this day, in 1987, is known as the Remembrance Day bombing. A provisional Irish Republican Army bomb explodes in part of Northern Ireland during a ceremony honoring those who died in the wars involving British forces. 12 people were killed, 63 were wounded. On this day in 2002, UN Security Resolution 1441 was passed. This United Nations Security Resolution unanimously approved the resolution on Iraq, forcing Saddam Hussein to disarm or face serious consequences. In 2004, the war in Iraq, the famous Battle of Fallujah, 50,000 troops massed in that city. Thousands of Iraqis were killed in that battle, civilians. And on this day, in 1847, was born Bram Stoker, the Irish author who brought us the vampire stories. In 1893, Clarence Williams, the great pianist and composer, was born. In 1897, Dorothy Day, one of the most important people in American history who founded the Catholic Workers' Movement, was born on this day in 1897. As was in 1927, Patti Page, the American singer and actress. And one of my favorites was born on this day in 1947, Minnie Riperton, who passed away in 1979. On this day in 1953, Alfre Woodard was born, one of our great actresses. And on this day in 1954, Ricky Lee Jones, the great American singer and songwriter. In 1963, Russell Malone, a great jazz guitarist, was born on this day in 1963. And on this day, the great English poet in 1674, John Milton, died, along with Doc Holliday in 1887. Remember Doc Holliday? Wyatt Earp? This man was real. He was not a fake piece of fictional history. This man was real. Doc Holliday, who died on this day in 1887. In 1978, the great American painter Norman Rockwell passed away. In 1983, Mordecai Kaplan died on this day. He was a rabbi and educator who founded the newest movement of Judaism called Reconstructionist Judaism. And on this day in 2011, Heavy D, Jamaican-American rapper, producer, and actor, passed away. He was born in 1967. And that was This Day in History, November the 8th.